This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we are looking at everything.
Today's topic is twink.
Twink.
And we are joined by Noah Galvin. Dear friend, Broadway star, currently playing in Waitress, also known for his star turn in Dear Evan Hansen.
True.
For appearing on such TV shows as The Real O'Neills.
Yeah.
I should also say I feel excited and uncomfortable because I feel like I'm like violating my little brother.
Forcing him to watch porn.
Noah has been, you've been 20 years ahead of me in maturity since we met before you were of legal drinking age. But you're still much younger than me and also the younger brother of one of my very good friends.
That's right.
Also a friend. But I'm like, this is going to get real.
Do you have younger siblings?
No, I only have an older sister.
Okay, so you didn't have the opportunity to
violate
corrupt
someone
or
else.
Violate.
Yeah.
I am the youngest of three, so I've been.
You're used to the word
pre-violated.
You come ready to go.
Ready to rage, y'all.
So today's topic is twink.
It's true.
Should we define it?
This is kind of a much debated. The definition.
It's a controversial term.
It is. One of my definitions that I found online was a young man in his late teens to early 20s whose traits may include general physical attractiveness, little to no body or facial hair, a slim to average build, and a youthful appearance that belies an older chronological age.
I had the same definition and then I was like, bellies?
Belies.
Rachel read it right. I read it wrong.
Oh my God, belies. Thank God I said belies and I didn't say bellies.
Bellies,
embarrassing.
So. I generally think of twinks as like young and svelte.
And hairless.
If they have hair, then they're an otter.
That's true.
So twink is a tribe.
Yes,
twink is a tribe. Twink is a tribe. According to Grindr, yes.
Yeah, it's a tribe. It's a tribe that you can be a part of.
And Grindr is God.
And Grindr is the arbiter of all things gay.
The head of the community, truly.
Do you self-identify as a twink, Noah? Or do you feel that there are better, more complex ways to describe your presentation?
I don't know. I feel that it is, you know, a reductive term. But I have at points in my life felt, you know, represented by the term twink.
Do you remember the first time someone ever called you a twink?
Yes.
And you were like,
I was 17 and I was like just starting to like go out into like, you know, using my fake ID to like go to gay bars and stuff. And there's actually a drag queen who has risen to much fame. Her name is Marty Gold Cummings. And when I was 17, I snuck into the Ritz on Restaurant Row.
Heard of it?
And Marty bent me over in front of like everybody and said, "This twink is a bottom."
Oh my God.
That was sort of my cherry popping moment.
This was part of a show.
And you were christened.
Marty's drag show.
Was this voluntary on your part or should we have a conversation with Marty?
No, pretty voluntary.
Yeah. You know. You're on stage. You were like brought up on stage for them?
That's right. And then I watched somebody get a blowjob on the dance floor. And I was like, the gay community is wild.
Wow.
Yeah, quite an introduction.
Yeah, you're bent over and sung at. Like,
christened a twink. And you're, bottom.
You're christened a twink, and then you watch your first blowjob all in one film.
In real life.
Right there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You peaked.
Yeah. Should we talk about how twink operates in the porn world?
Sure.
I have mixed feelings.
Okay, yeah.
Do you watch twink porn?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. It's, you know, watching two twinks is not like my chosen porn. I like to break it up with a little bit more musculature, you know.
Sure, some diversity.
A little bit of a different build. Diversity
you
matters.
You know, something for scale, really. Yeah. you want something to be like, that guy is small, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But I think, like, my introduction to porn, into, like, gay porn, really... My brother sort of like introduced me to the world of porn.
Yeah.
And very early on, I remember him showing me and my two cousins some lesbian porn.
Oh.
And my cousin Julian and my brother were like, hell yeah. And me and my cousin Sam were like, oh no, thank you.
No.
Oh,
you were
dear.
8 years old, but you have like a seven or eight. The Mad Hatter.
That's right. I watched like straight porn on my own, and then I found like, I guess how, what do you call it? MMF porn? Is like male female. Like,
yeah.
I found that, and I was like.
Interesting.
When she moves to the side,
something interesting happens.
Something happening here. And I kept returning to that video and returning to that video.
Like
and
one
then,
particular video?
Yes,
like you had
one
a favorite?
Particular video, yeah.
Interesting.
And I think it was just like the only, like, I used the website. Are we allowed to talk about like what the what kind
of you can say the site.
I think it was
free
called xnxx.com.
Oh, sure. We know
okay.
it.
Yeah.
There are so many categories.
I know.
And I remember just having a field day when I was little, just like, wow, so many options, such variety.
Yeah.
And then I slowly like phased out the woman.
Suddenly the woman just became less and less prominent in the porn.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Makes sense.
But you're then there was this website called men.com.
Oh yeah.
Which is we referenced today.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So we'll get to it. We sent you a bastard, like we fully sent you plagiarized porn.
Yeah.
Because I got really mad at the subscription process at men.com and was like, get me the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a it's a corporation, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that porn was often the like men.com videos I could find on the internet when I was younger were like it was always like a suited man and like a young boy or like a teacher and a student and like that sort of became like the dynamic.
Yeah.
You know.
You wanted the hotter older authoritative vibe?
Yes,
dare I
very
say?
Much so. Very much so.
Dominant would we say or is that
very much so? Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And one of the porns we're watching today was vital in my education.
Wait, you mean your current education or you like knew the porn? You're like one of my oldies.
Yeah, you're like, this
exactly.
Has been
I was
saved.
Like, oh, I used to, ah, yes, an old haunt.
It's been in my favorite tab.
I'm so years.
We like touched on an old friend.
Yeah. Oh, him?
What are the odds? Well, depending on how much porn you watch, who knows? Amazing. Would you say that your porn life reflects your like desire in real life or not so much? Or it varies?
I would say it varies.
Yeah.
I like to mix it up and I like to like keep variety within. Mm. But I still have like favorites that I return to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an ebb and flow to the process.
Though. Oh, sure.
We've had others talk about it feels like this is sort of like part of that it's just the fact that you were like quietly edging the women away from your porn experience. Like, would you say that like your coming out as a gay person was like before, after, during, in parallel
with your
porn watching? And
no,
your,
I think
like,
I was
watching.
Probably secretly watching gay porn for like a couple years before I, maybe like a few years before
you really had a conversation with yourself.
Before I like really came out of the closet.
Yeah.
And my like sexual life was also weird because I like came out of the closet, then I like fell in love with this girl, and we like had sex, wow. and then I like went, and then I was like, no.
Okay, okay, okay. Just making sure. Sorry, girl.
Are you still friends?
Very much so. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's how we hope those kinds of love stories play
she was
out.
She's like, all right, well, can we still be best friends? And I was like, yeah. We're chill.
But I'm gay.
Please don't touch my penis again. Okay, so I found a lot of research about the etymology of the word twink.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Rachel loves her research.
Oh, I love this. I love it so much. it makes me hot. Oh, I love research. So there was like a false acronym, right? Like, because once the term twink started, then everyone was like, oh, they came up with the idea that it stood for like teenage white into no kink.
But Ben acronym,
which is an insane
word, a acronym.
I know. Yeah. But the thing is like when you think about
reductive,
twinks,
as you say,
especially in the porn world, it is pretty like exclusive. It's not like, it's not a diverse category.
Yeah.
It's usually
not a hugely diverse category. Yeah.
Usually
in
white.
In terms of race. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually white guys. But that's not actually what I think some of that was just like an urban legend. And then there's another urban legend that it's a derivative of the snack cake Twinkie.
Yeah.
Which is a quintessential junk food, a little nutritional value, sweet to the taste, and cream filled.
Yeah.
That feels honestly more right to me.
Than the background.
Teenage white.
Yeah.
Into no kink.
Yeah, that's so limiting.
I know.
Yeah. I also have potential origins in some trace. Okay, some trace its first appearance in 1963. This is Wikipedia.
Yeah.
1963, although it may be derived from an older British gay slang term, twank.
Right.
Which means the query.
Mm-hmm.
Query? Quarry?
Query?
The QA. Nope, not for spelling.
Query. Yeah.
This one. Q-U-A-R-R-Y. The quarry of a homosexual prostitute male.
Yeah.
A man willing and ready to become any dominant man's partner. So there is like a problematic connotation.
Accurate,
I mean, it's probably twank. Probably the most. It feels the most historically right.
Is it because they said it with a British accent, so it sounded
twank.
Like an I?
Yeah, twank.
Twank.
This is twank.
Twank.
This is twink. Yeah. No, I cheated on that one. That wasn't British. I was like, I can do it. I can do both.
Some other words also.
Just
Molly.
More words.
Molly.
Oh.
was something that was used in Victorian England. And also
just to refer to a gay,
like a young
boy,
like gay boy.
Oh,
that's funny. Why always like ladies' names like Nelly, Molly.
Yeah. Well, it's the
Judy.
The gendered, like,
right. The effeminate
girly
right.
boy,
right.
like those connotations.
Right.
It's like,
right. Cause I think there was like, you know, like a cartoon or a book back. It was like a young little silly girl was named like Twinkle Toes, you know?
Mm.
And like that tide of like the effeminate, like little girly, like, you know, tiny, young, hairless. I'm just throwing hairless in there because I can't stop thinking about it.
Young, hairless.
Hairless. And then Twinkle Toes from that. It just like was, you know, Twinkle Toes, twink, just something like young and light and fluffy. And
my brain just went to a place that is not. I was like, what about Twinkerbell?
And then we got sued by
not
Disney.
Her name.
I promise I
not
didn't get
name.
High before this recording session, but if I had, it would be the same.
Not her name.
Twinkerbell.
Yeah.
Still needs applause
for
existence.
There's an opportunity. Like, who is Twinkerbell? Because that could be someone.
Yeah. One of the earliest tribes for gay culture.
Twink,
yeah.
Mm.
Like, basically, this guy, Daniel Harris, wrote in his book, The Rise and Fall of Gay Culture, like, gay liberation kind of divided, like, the community into, like, you know, to, like the macho muscle man and then the exact opposite.
Mm.
And then from there, everything started to split and, you know.
Into different categories,
factions.
And tribes and grinder options.
Right.
If you were too lazy to like go to the gym and like beef up, then you were lazy enough to just like starve yourself into twink status.
And get some bleach.
It was one or the other. Yeah.
Dye your hair, peroxide your hair.
We do watch a porn. I mean, we're about to review a porn with just like two blonde boys.
Yeah, peroxided.
But one of which is not white. So the
and
bleach.
Neither of them are natural blondes. Neither of them are natural.
I didn't
blondes.
Know that was a prerequisite.
Yeah. Get on it.
Jesus
Noah,
Christ.
What are you doing with
you
natural brunette?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, silly boy. I have nothing to say.
You have nothing to say? I have some more things to say.
Yes,
can I talk more?
Please.
Love
Please
talking.
Talk more.
So there was this guy wrote in the New York Times that we're in the age of the twink. Specifically,
right now?
Yeah, well, like, in the past, like, 2 years, like, twinks are hot again, basically because of, like, Timothée Chalamet.
When did twinks go away?
We never went away.
You never went anywhere.
We done been here.
But I mean, they're just like the idea, the like physical attractiveness of that look.
I was thinking about that, like, the other day.
It's like,
especially in like for straight women, like, yeah. Do you find Timothée Chalamet attractive? Do you want to like jump on his skinny bones?
No. I don't.
Singular?
Skinny,
I don't.
Skinny bones.
His one bone.
No, I'm not. There are certainly women who love a waifish hipster boy.
Right.
And that is a thing. Mm-hmm. And that has been a thing. I mean, I don't know what the era of the twink, when we're saying that kicks off according to the time, I feel like that has been.
Well, it's like a new era of like youthful scrawniness celebrity.
Well, like in gay culture, I think a lot of like larger men get off on like sleeping with somebody smaller than them and somebody like twinky and like skinny and little. Because they're like, I'm so big.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm dominant.
Meanwhile,
I am so
they're
large.
Average size.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like, do women feel that same way? They're like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking dominate this little guy.
I found this baby
I'm
bird.
Crush him.
I'm gonna fucking destroy him.
Sometimes.
I think Rachel's about the bottom.
Yes.
Sometimes, yeah. If I'm being entirely honest,
Rachel wants that vibe.
Won't
that
rule
doesn't
it
happen
out.
To be
I'll
mine.
Fuck the shit out of Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah. Yeah. I
love
so
that
I'm
for
not like.
You.
If he's bending over,
he's bent over and ready for it. I don't go for
ready?
That type. I will say that when I watched Call Me By Your Name, I was like, fuck him! I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it's
like,
not my type necessarily. Mm-hmm.
I think it just in terms of like Hollywood and like what's hot right now, it's like Ansel Elgort, what's his name? Lucas
Elgort.
Hedges, mm-hmm. and Timothée Chalamet, and like the entire cast
young
of Dunkirk.
Wise. Young Wise,
and,
yes.
Young
you
know, Wise.
And, you know, Harry Styles.
Right.
Yeah.
Heard of him.
Yeah. So that was like, he wrote like that was the age of the twink.
Okay.
That feels just, right.
Like, that's, like,
I get
feels
it.
Right. Yeah.
I guess, I guess, I mean, maybe we had, like, a moment where there was, I'm trying to be like, when wasn't that the case, though?
Exactly, like,
well,
I'm thinking
about,
like young
all
Leo,
Chris's.
Too.
Well, young Leo was another way.
We're just talking about young,
when all of the Chris's were hot.
Nubile ass boys.
Like Chris Evans, Chris Pine,
now
Chris
I feel like
Hemsworth.
I do want these baby boys. Like, I'm just changing over the course of this episode.
Thanks, Twink.
By the time we leave, I'm going to be like, on the
get me a twink.
Give me somebody. Skinny jeans.
Yeah. She joins Grindr.
I was confused.
Yeah. Wild. Lost. Is this not for me? I don't know. I thought I could find a twink here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll leave. Do you guys want to learn a term?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the UK, it's known as chicken.
Chicken. So chicken
usually,
is synonymous with...
With twink. So
that sounds
it's
less
gay men referring
Way
to other gay men. I know.
Yeah.
A young gay man or a young appearing gay man, stereotypically describing an adolescent or pre-adolescent youth. It's a British UK slang term. And the people who are interested in them are called chicken hawks. I know.
Chicken hawks, as in the
They're just
big,
called
the
twink
hawks.
Hunters here, right? But my twink problem hunter. Is there's nothing chicken about taking a D in your B, let me tell you, friend. That's all man.
That's a lot of work.
Man.
I haven't seen a chicken take
stamina.
A...
Stamina? I haven't seen
sure
a chicken take a dick, to be fair.
I'm sure there's a porn for that.
Maybe, and we won't review it.
Yeah.
That's just outside the bounds of what we...
Yeah.
What we're
legally
about
allowed to
chickens?
Talk about.
No.
Horses? Question. Controversial.
I don't know.
On the fence. I did read a compelling New York magazine article about the man who loved his horse. Listen, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. Equus.
We're also now doing the problematic thing. We're like talking
He's
about homosexuality
twink.
And we're like, animals too.
Yeah, sorry. They've
not
nothing to do
synonymous.
With each other. Not synonymous. Sorry. Let's be clear.
Wait, why are we talking about Dan Radcliffe?
I just said Equus.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And I said Dan Radcliffe's also kind of twinky in appearance.
Kind of twinky.
Yeah, he could be a twink.
He's
yeah.
sort of an otter, though. He's a little hairy.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. He did play a gay man in, what was that movie called?
I don't know.
Kill Your Darlings?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is?
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Yeah. Sure.
It was a movie.
He plays a
Me and Gabe, yeah.
Twinkie Bottom.
Yeah, he plays a Twinkie Bottom.
A chicken.
A chicken.
He would say chicken, if he would,
because he's British.
Is it because spring chicken, though? Like, I'm trying to justify it, so it doesn't just sound shitty.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah.
But honestly, we still don't even know where twink comes from, really.
We just had eight theories that no one has.
The thing is, the internet wasn't helpful. They're like, it could be this, it could be this, it could be that.
Yeah. So. It's etymology. It's tricky. Yeah. Like, we try to be like, it was in print the first time. But for decades, I'm sure people were just like using
the
slang.
Interesting, though, is the thing about like it being like twinky. But like twinky in gay culture is like, when you think about like the Twinkie defense, it was like what killed Harvey Milk.
Wait, I don't know this. Am I about to learn something historical? No.
The guy that killed Harvey Milk, he said that he was like depressed because he had been like recently eating a lot of junk food, specifically Twinkies.
What?
Yes. And it was known as the Twinkie defense. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Isn't that insane?
He was arguing that junk food makes you murderous.
Yes. And that's why he killed him.
We don't even let like steroids be a reason for
that. I know.
What? Yeah, what fucking the hell? High
I know.
Asshole.
Isn't that crazy?
Terrible.
I know.
Real upsetting.
Terrible.
Yeah. Very upsetting. Sorry I did that to you guys.
Very informative. Okay. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month. It's wonderful. And also, it's wonderful that we're recording this episode Pride Month and Pride Weekend on the cusp of like the real party.
Yeah.
But it won't come out until well after. But know that.
But just know, just we are feeling prideful.
Yes, we are. We're here.
Okay.
Do you have other crucial...
I have some stats.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about
this. Oh, yeah, porn stats. Oh, I want to talk more about twinks and porn. We'll come back. Do your stats, and then I want to talk about porn twink.
Okay, cool.
Twink porn.
I would like to talk about porn twink.
Yeah. That sounds like the title of probably a porn you'd find on an aggregate.
Yeah, we'll get there. I've got one.
So got a few. It's the seventh most popular search term for 2018 for like Pornhub gay stats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The twink category is most popular in northern states like Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Alaska.
Hmm.
Don't know why. Surprise, surprise, the age range where it's most popular is 55 and up. Who saw that coming?
Oh,
really?
Porn, you did it again.
Yeah.
You let us down.
And also, twink is 45% more popular in the UK than compared to the rest of the world.
What about chicken?
Yeah.
Probably. What, they're not looking up chicken?
Yeah, they probably tried and then nothing came up. Or they got some weird farm animal porn and they were like, what's the right word?
Oops.
I guess it's twink, isn't it?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we almost sent you this video, Noah, that I sort of shot down because it was like fodder to make fun of. I was like, I can't. I'm disturbed.
I know.
There's a whole channel that's like twink and doctor.
It's yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But the boys are so wee.
It's called Fun Size Boys.
Fun Size Boys, the channel.
Yeah.
We're not endorsing it
because
we don't know anything about the ethics of it. And I swear to God, those boys cannot be 18.
It's problematic.
I mean, they maybe are and are just tiny, but they truly find these like
really
80-pound kids.
And they like pick them up and
put them
like,
with
set
this like
6'2"
like, guy. Yeah. And they do like a full examination.
Oh, yeah. He's like measuring.
They do
his
full
chest.
Clinical like measurements, heartbeat.
Yeah.
One, and then it's like the coffin turn.
When there's like dramaturgy involved, like, you know.
One of them I watched and they put a stethoscope that was attached to a butt plug.
What?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I swear to God. Oh. They put a stethoscope that
what
was like
is
attached
he listening
to
for?
It. Yeah.
What is he listening for?
Listening for
the inside of your ass.
Yeah, your butthole loosening.
Your prostate.
Yeah, like getting to the appropriate amount of looseness and openness one needs.
Yeah.
There's a new website that has come about, I think, in the last like year.
Mm.
And it's called familydick.com.
Oh, we found that.
You found it?
I saw that and I was like, oh boy.
And there's a doc. I recently watched their, they have like a doctor video where like the father brings his son to the doctor. Yeah, it's all pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. A lot of interesting.
Yeah, incest everywhere.
But also, there is like twink search, but also like dad and boy is like a huge,
a whole
huge thing.
Yeah.
Which is off, it almost like surpasses like twink in my eyes almost.
Yeah. There's a Venn diagram there. Listen, Noah, do you know that I'm a nerd?
The Vesica Pisces clearly shows.
But when I searched twink, Family Dick came up.
Yeah.
Fun size boys, and then a ton of like fun dad size. And boy.
Yeah. Yes.
Stepdad and yeah. baby boy. Like yeah. tons yeah. of baby that boy. Stuff. It's rife, like so many, like it's a minefield.
Yeah.
Like there were like
it's really
just
a
the
minefield.
Search yeah. and just like looking at all the boys, I was like, I feel like I gotta get out of here. The yeah, FBI yeah. is gonna like for all of the yeah. porn that I watched, it was like the first time that yeah. I panicked because I was like, these are children. Yeah. These are children.
14-year-old
yeah.
boys.
Yeah, it's yeah. dark. It's tricky because the teens to 20s is like a friendly thing to say, right. but right. I feel like in the porn world, the ideal physical type reads young, and it is yeah. not cozy.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah. Disney Channel well, and porn studios just
do you
hiring people to look like teens.
There was a movie called King Cobra that came out a few years ago. Do you know this movie?
Yeah.
And it's based on a true story, and it's about...
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
It's this. There's this one porn star who's still a porn star, who's still a gay porn star.
Yeah.
His name is Brent Corrigan.
Okay.
I know his real name, too.
Don't tell him. Don't do it.
But he,
no, don't tell it.
I think it's on the internet.
Okay.
But he was asked... So he was dating some porn star... And this porn company, or this like manager, I guess, mm-hmm. hired him and his boyfriend to like come to like Florida or something and film these videos. And they filmed these videos, and he was 17 at the time.
Ooh.
He was underage. And this other porn company was trying to poach him. And then there was like, you know, there was
Turf
some
Wars.
like very much so the manager got murdered over it.
Murdered.
And then at the Whoa. Age of like 18, Brent Corrigan had to like testify in this murder trial.
Jesus.
Over his like ex-manager who had been murdered.
Maybe and was there any issue around like a porn child company porn and then they that were murdered? Technically happened?
I don't know. I don't think
they
so.
Were like, listen, kiddie porn aside, yeah. a man yeah. died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. That was yeah, more yeah. pressing at yeah. the time.
Murder,
I guess.
I think, takes the cake. Yeah. But I don't know. I have complicated
yeah,
videos.
Yeah, but those videos are still on the internet and they're like wildly popular.
Wow.
Wow.
And he's like very much a 17-year-old boy.
And we all just Oof. Know that.
Yeah.
It's just wow. known.
But are they just on the aggregates? Like, they're not verified anywhere, I'm sure.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm sure they were like produced by a house at one point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I recently learned my mom was an assistant director on porn when she was at Columbia.
What?
Or when she was at Barnard. Yeah, isn't that sick?
That's amazing. Your mom just gets cooler.
I know.
And you taught her about queeps.
You're welcome, Mom.
We learned. Before we started recording, Noah told us that as a teenager, he taught his mother what queeps were.
That's yeah. right. I love that it was you and not your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just right. anything in life prior yeah. to you being teenage yeah, age.
Yeah. yeah. That's right.
I just said teenage aged. That was a bit redundant.
Yeah.
Should we do our search term showdown? Pew, 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 pew.
Let's do it.
Let's see what we got. It's a short list.
Okay.
They're fine. We'll see. Here we go. Actually, that one's pretty good. Okay. Getting horny at my cab driver.
Oh. At?
Yes.
Getting horny at aggressive. My cab driver? Yeah.
Getting horny at yeah. my cab driver yeah, sounds like,
oh,
medicine.
I'm so horny at you right now.
Adam.
And just to remind you, these are
He's
all...
He's making me late and I'm horny at him.
Yeah. These all come up under the twink category.
Yeah, weird.
So like, what is twinky about this? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
who like is the twink in this situation?
I think the cab driver? Getting horny at the cab... No, I think the person
is
getting
there
horny.
A twink cab
There's
driver?
A, he just got his license and he became a cab driver.
He's 17.
He's like, excuse me.
He's like, newly, like driving for Lyft, just like yeah. trying to make some money on the side. Yeah. His mom was like, I'm not paying like, for your dance lessons. Yeah. And he was like, I'm going to make my cab somehow.
And then somebody gets horny at him and that's how he closes that gap.
Yeah. And he's like, maybe?
Oh no, is somebody getting horny at me?
Yeah.
Not again.
All right. Following the same theme, we have car addicted.
What?
I just wrote, have you seen this video?
No, but that's okay. wild.
It's not.
Did you recently search for car porn and then there's something happened?
They were
and
like,
your
we know that she loves cars.
You're like, don't you try to trick us with your twink search. We know
you're
what
here
you
for
want.
The cars. Just me and my car fetish, guys. It just holds me back.
Honestly, the best sex I've ever had, I remember it to this day, and it was in a car. Yeah.
You remember to this day. I'm really
it
glad.
Sounds like it was.
It was like that long ago. Yeah. Like, wow. He's talking like I'm.
Was it years?
Well, let me tell you the best sex they ever had back in the day.
97, and boy, was it a good one.
Did you have car sex? Can be logistically challenging.
Yeah, very much so.
In this porn, no one's in the car; they're just next to it. And I'm like, what? What's addicted about?
You're not addicted to a car.
You don't know.
They just
want
fake. They just need the car nearby.
Yeah, just in case they need to go somewhere.
Yeah,
after.
It's like I look at the car, I get hard, I get horny at the car.
Right.
Just yeah, I'm getting horny at my cab. End of title. Okay, next we have. Can't pay for pizza.
Oh.
Classic trope.
Mm. Yeah.
The pizza guy. But like pizzas are $13, you know?
Like. Also, this doesn't feel like if you're like, I don't know, like game, you can't just like eat pizza and have anal sex, you know?
Yeah.
That's like not accurate.
Yeah. It doesn't
just
account.
Like, not really.
But theoretically, for after.
You're having perhaps. The sex to pay for the pizza.
Yeah. You can't even eat the pizza yet.
So you're going to have the sex. Then he leaves, yeah. And you get what like, you wanted all along.
Finally, I've been starving.
Yeah. A little dick and some pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is honestly my Friday night.
Yeah, sounds
little
great.
Little dick and some pizza.
Yeah.
A little dick.
Just a tiny. A tiny baby boy.
I filmed these lads all taking turns. Oh, no. Picking this boy to death. Y'all, I think that was fucking and my computer auto-corrected.
Okay. To picking?
Yeah.
Fucking this boy to death?
Yeah.
Does this person actually die?
No.
Okay.
It's not a snuff film. It's just that thing
violence.
Of like, we've got to destroy him.
Yeah.
The average-sized man
lads.
Needs to compensate and destroy the man.
Yeah.
The tiny
we see it,
man.
As women,
yeah,
we see it all the time.
But again, that's a huge thing in the gay community. The size differences, the twink hunters, you know? They're like, we're going to destroy some boy pussy.
Yeah.
You know? Your pussy's going down, your friend.
Your pussy's going down.
Good thing you didn't eat that pizza.
Yeah. Oh. My computer died. Okay. That's fuck.
That's fuck.
That's fuck.
And that's fuck.
Correct. I think Noah got it right. Yeah.
It's your catchphrase on your
fuck.
Game show.
That's it.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, that's fuck.
Yeah.
We have big ass muscle teen spanked to tears.
Oh.
Big ass muscle teen.
Again, the punitive theme.
To tears.
But this is a big ass muscle
twink?
Teen. I think the teen is, and we're stretching the definition in this.
But he's he's got a. Okay, he's
a muscular teen.
He's muscular.
He's a muscular teen.
Yeah.
He is a teen with some muscles.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
And low pain threshold, apparently.
A very low pain threshold. Well,
we don't know if it's
a paddle, a hand.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want to watch it to find out.
Yeah.
Because I don't need that boy to cry for me.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah, don't cry for me, teenage muscle twink.
I empty the Johnny in my mouth and rim his arse with the used cum.
Okay, this is my problem. I can't sleep with Australians because of this very problem. I like a little bit of dirty talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm into that.
Oh, sure.
And I can't get behind the word arse. Yeah. There's nothing sexy to me but somebody being like, oh, yeah, arse. Oh, yeah, God, fuck arse, yeah.
I think your guy was Jamaican.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, wait. Who's that guy?
So Jamaicans are out, Australians are out. Listen, it's all colonial.
Australian accent?
British diaspora.
Fuck, you're in your arse.
In your arse?
Yeah.
I can't do it. Australian's hard. Old Wullabah.
Margarita.
Melbourne.
Sydney.
Margarita. I watched a lot of Instant Hotel, so I'm pretty good at an Australian accent.
That's pretty good.
Actually, I can do
I can only
pretty
say
good
Margarita.
One.
Margarita.
I've been known to have sex with a couple of Australians in my day, so.
Yeah.
No,
so you've had sex with a couple Australians?
I want.
I
think I'm jealous.
Don't be.
Australians
don't
seem
be.
Hot to me, but New Zealanders,
I agree.
Let me tell you.
New Zealanders are hotter.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I'll check that off.
Do British
list
people
first.
Say arse as well?
Yeah, but it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the pronunciation's a little different. I don't know. Yeah, they do. Arse is
like
both.
A little That's sexier.
The Australian arse comes from the British.
Yeah,
arse. So Australia was founded as a prison island. I'm so sorry. Let's go back to the point. I'm spitting.
A prison island, though.
Oh, did you know this?
With arse.
Yeah, a penal colony.
Yeah, a penal colony, which should be a pun. There's an opportunity. All right, last one. This video is crazy. Even by my standards, fucking hell, these guys are nuts.
That's not the title. Written or directed or produced by a gay man anywhere ever.
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro. You gotta see these bros.
Yeah. Like even by my standards,
bro.
Which he you assumes all know, we now have
which
prior
you all
knowledge
know.
Of.
Which you're familiar with.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's the title?
Yeah. That's the title. Yeah. And know that not all of that fits into the summary.
Yes. Right.
I made a point to be like, but what's the full title?
Because yeah,
all
be
I got
on
was
it.
Like, this video is crazy. Even by my standards, fucking hell, these guys are nuts. Oh, love it. Should we take a break?
Yeah, that these guys are crazy.
Fucking these guys are
so
nuts.
Crazy. I need to
we
got to
take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
We are back.
Whoop, 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 whoop. So the first one we want to talk about, video, it's called Raw Rubdown.
It sure is.
It's from Helix Studios.
Yes.
Sidebar about Helix.
Yeah, we couldn't find much about ethics.
Yeah, this is a pay-to-play site.
But I did find out in my research that in March, 7 people had left the company in 3 months, and I'm not sure why, but it seems a little suspicious.
On the business end of things, or performers?
It's like six performers and then like someone on the business end.
Whoa.
Yeah. So,
did they try to unionize?
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe.
Is there a union?
Twink union.
There's no union.
There's no union. There really should
there
be.
There should be, though. Wow.
It's because, sex work is still so stigmatized in the United States that,
I think you have to, federally decriminalize sex work before you can actually, what's the word? Not substantiate, but, make it real, validate a... Union,
yeah.
Because otherwise, you have no legal ground.
That's
really.
Which
is what unions are for.
They need a union more than
any of us.
Anyone.
More than a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like if me, if I deserve like an equity break,
like I'll take my equity pie. Yeah. I need there something.
Like they deserve.
Yeah.
In the midst of their DP.
Like yeah. union fluffer or something.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, so if anyone knows anything,
with this
why,
disclaimer, yeah. we proceed.
Yeah, if you know anything about it, send us a message.
Let us know.
Yeah, because we'd love to know more about
we
it.
We did pay for this video and hope that the performers were compensated.
Yes, and treated
well. The performers are Travis Stevens and Marcel Tykes.
Congratulations, boys.
Congratulations. Yeah. Boys. Noah went out for this part and did not book.
Yeah, did not book this. It was an upsetting time, but, you know, can't win them all.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're doing Waitress on Broadway now, so
you're
fine. You know,
it was a hard decision, though.
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
Directed by Alex Roman. At the end of this, it gave us full credits. That makes me think that this is real and this is ethical. Right. We got an EP.
It's legit. Right. And Helix is an old company, too. They've been around for a while.
Yeah, this is the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's hope for the best.
And generally twink-based, no?
Yes, they
are.
Tons
of twinks. Tons of twink stuff.
Right, and they also do something nice, which they don't, like, categorize by, like, race.
What's that? They don't categorize by race?
No.
They do have a search around interracial.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
But
which we've had,
like,
conversations about the okayness or not okayness of that.
Right.
And gotten mixed responses.
But like,
I did not mean that to be a pun.
Oh no.
Backing out of the room to slowly walk to the ocean deep beneath its waves, never to be heard from again. Can I read the description that came with this video?
Please do.
Because
I
think the person who wrote the description loves alliteration almost as much as I do.
Oh, no.
It's quite lengthy. Bear with us. I'll read quickly. Trained dancer Marcel Tykes is a bit sore from rehearsal and needs his tight twunk muscles rubbed down.
Twunk?
Lucky for him, blonde babe Travis Stevens makes in-house calls and the cock-hungry cutie quickly gets to work on our beautiful bronze ballet boy.
Wow.
Travis takes his sweet time, enjoying every inch of Marcel's lean, mean, muscled body while working out every kink in the sexy, sore, tasty twink. Marcel's meaty booty is one of the best butts on the planet. And Travis can't help but take a trip down south to knead that delicious donk-like dough. One hit of bottom boy's hot hind is all it takes, and our master masseur is hooked. Steven slips off the dude's drawers and plants his pretty face in Tyke's tight tush, tongue-fucking the fine-ass fella for all he's worth. Stevens goes in on his work area till he's cocked up and confident his main muscle will slip snugly in Tyke's tight tunnel and cause his cock-craving client to moan for more. The boys make full use of Marcel's mattress in this bareback bangathon. Oh, fuck, I fucked up. I was almost there. Bareback bangathon, serving up several schlong-stiffening positions before both boys end this massage with a happy ending, which is redundant. You already said end-ending. I have notes, but so much alliteration.
I would love to edit that, but yes.
Yeah.
What
Need
a poet.
Some light touches.
Yeah.
What?
I said, what a poet.
Yeah. A literary mind.
Yeah. Passion. There's passion there.
Wow.
You can feel the heart.
Yeah. I lost track. I was like, how much alliteration is happening?
There was a lot of it.
So
almost
much.
They like the C words and they like the T words.
Yeah, the butt words, the delicious donk like dough.
delicious donk.
That tickled me.
So that does actually summarize.
Yeah, that's what happens.
What happens
porn.
In
I
this
mean,
porn?
Very accurately. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In more detail than I would ever.
Yeah. And more care, really.
More care to provide.
And I have a podcast about porn.
Yeah. I would say butt massage. Then they do it.
Yeah.
Blonde. That's white blondes on top, and then not white blonde is on top.
And there's some ass eating. There's a lot of rimming.
Oh my god. There's so much ass eating.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ass.
A lot
eating.
Of rimming.
Yeah. It was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. At least 8 to 10 minutes of ass.
Yeah.
You're right. And he gets fucked for a long time. They have sex for like a while, right?
Yeah, they really have sex. It's a 30... No, this one was 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
It's a 20-minute porn.
Yeah.
Feels... It's like damn. It's
goes
not like
forever.
A continuous shot, but like this is not an edited.
It's
together
a oner. Actually,
like
it's a oner.
We're doing it in one take.
Yeah.
One
so
take.
Don't
yeah.
fuck it up.
Yeah.
More?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a very long rim job,
mm-hmm.
but also a lot of just the massage.
Yeah. A lot of butt massage.
If I can be completely honest, this video is too quiet for me.
Yeah. It was a little, it wasn't, it was also very like slow and sensual.
Yeah. There's just something that's not, that's not totally my thing.
Yeah.
Like it, like I like slow, sensual, like
it felt like
lovely
lazy
sex with a person, but like
in your porn,
in my porn, I'm not looking.
I want a rowdy time.
Yeah. Exactly.
I want a rowdy now.
Yeah.
I want a ruckus rowdy. Yeah. Now I just want to alliterate.
You want
to, I want a rowdy romp. That's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very essential. Like it has moments of sweetness, but it is a little like monotonous in that it's like,
I believe that he was just from like a dance class or something. Cause he just laid there.
Yeah.
He was tired.
Marcel
was tuckered out.
Marcel, I need you to do a little bit more on your end.
Yeah,
okay.
He did by the end.
He did by the end.
He got then on top up and he was working his cock from above, which is not easy.
Yeah.
Those are squats, basically. Yeah. That is a bouncy squat, and that is some quad work.
Bouncy squat. Yeah, and he just came fresh from a dance class. Yeah, who knows how that across the floor, you know.
The floor work was
who knows what
tough
that did to his little legs.
Yeah.
Those tight twink legs.
Yeah. I did spend most of the video being like, somebody jerk Marcel off.
I thought so too.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I was like, just like, we're in different positions. So like Travis can get his dick involved. Yeah.
That's a thing that I have come across in the gay community. I'll sleep with guys who are like, I'm generally a bottom, and there'll be guys who are like, I'm total top. Yeah. And they're like, I don't need a touch dick. And you're like, well,
you gay.
Yeah.
Like, why are you trying to be like, I don't touch dick, so
very much
I'm only half gay.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
What?
That's a weird, that like feels homophobic to me.
Yeah, completely.
I don't touch dicks.
I once had sex with a person in LA. It felt like such an LA moment to me. When I was living in LA, I slept with this guy, I like rolled over, and as a joke, was like, you gay? And he was like, I just, for breakfast I had eggs. And I was like, oh dear, sir. He was also in his like mid 40s. And I was like, you need to leave.
Yeah.
Poor
I was like, if you didn't know you were gay.
Yeah.
Well, you just put your DM, I'll be here.
And I'm going to confirm it for you. I can confirm.
This was a pretty gay hangout, if you ask me, sir.
Whoa. And you don't think he was just like bisexual and uncomfortable saying it? Like he was just not comfortable with himself.
Yes. It felt very much the latter.
Yeah. Internalized. Yes. Like,
Mike, if you're listening.
Deep Mike.
Come out.
Rob, come on.
Play with your friends. Yeah. It's better out here.
Yeah. It really is.
And it gets
come
better.
To the light.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
What a tragedy.
Yeah.
What a tragedy. But back to Marcel.
Back to Marcel. Someone jerk him off.
Yeah. Somebody touch his dick.
Touch his dick.
Yeah. Because, I stopped myself where I was like, wait a minute. Like, a prostate orgasm is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, is it a controversy? I mean, like, I feel like in porn, it's sort of like, maybe I'm stretching, but I'm like, is it like scissoring where it's like we're depicting sex that actually like standardizes and sort of is conventional? And it's like, we're just watching fucking and we're not being creative about like thinking about including everyone's pleasure. Because we're so used to watching like man on woman porn where the clit gets ignored.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, is there a similar trope in gay porn that's where like,
it's just
jerk
humping
them off while you're fucking them too?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think oftentimes, like, the bottom doesn't really receive a whole lot of pleasure, like, while they're being fucked.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, their turn to come, you know?
Yeah.
I've experienced that. And they're like, how would you like to, you know?
Right.
Yeah. He
Which
did
is
come.
Generous
he did, and he did come first.
Yeah.
That's right.
And quickly.
Yeah.
Like,
he
was on top, and then he was like, all right, I'm coming. I was like, you weren't hard at 30 seconds ago.
I know.
Time code, I have to believe.
Yeah.
But hey,
you got there.
If you can get yourself there, you can get yourself there.
Right.
And you go, Marcel. You power. Go.
You take your time, Marcel.
There wasn't a lot of...
Or not.
Or not.
Connection,
in this case.
I felt like, between the two.
You didn't feel the connection?
No.
I think they were trying to show us the connection because there was, like, kissing and sensuality.
But, like, later on, you know? Like, there wasn't really a lot of kissing until, like... Like, after we're fucking for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and then they were kissing.
Mm. Yeah, Travis was like, hey, I'm going to do something wild. I'm going to kiss you right now.
Right, right. Yeah.
Which
kind of
like,
can be wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And then his dick got hard.
Yeah.
He's like, this is all I needed.
Yeah.
That's right. He was there for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like watching massages? Like, do those turn you on?
I've watched a few like massage porns where it's like, whoops, he's working her clit. Like sometimes they're,
you know, it's like a massage.
Yeah, and it's like, just all the hands are between. Literally, I wrote like, this is everyone's nightmare when you get a massage. It's like he like slips his hand up, you know.
That's your
like,
nightmare or your fantasy?
My nightmare, because I'm never getting a massage by someone attractive.
Yeah,
someone that you're attracted to.
I get that.
Yeah. Well, I've watched some massage porn that I've been into. Because you're already lubed up.
Yeah.
And in those, if it's like the woman receiving and it is like an attractive dude and that's sure. the scenario.
Yeah, that's the scenario. That seems hot. But
it starts with her pleasure. Like, yeah. I like it because it starts with him working her clit.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, now we're just having really slippery sex.
Yeah. Everyone's slippery slipping around.
Which, ooh, baby, really gets me going.
Yeah, I love to slide off the table.
If there's anything I like during sex, it's slippy.
Slip and slide. Yeah. Like, I mean, I like having a massage in real life, like, from my partner.
Yeah.
And then it turning into sex.
Mm. Yeah.
But if I'm just going to get a massage... I have a fear of sexual abuse
when you're being massaged. Yes. That's basically what you're saying.
Yes.
Because that would be sexual abuse.
It would.
Without
consent,
someone
just it's like, you know, when they're
you
like,
know? Did not
you know that,
this.
Right? You would tell me?
Yes, I would tell you. But like, because I get scared, like, sometimes when, like, you know, they do the thing where they like hike up your underwear or something, or like, you know what I mean?
What kind of massages are you doing? You know the thing where they like give you a wedgie and then they call you a loser?
And they spit in your face. Yeah.
They
spank you to the point of tears.
You understand? You understand my fear.
Are you a muscular teen?
Oh, get out of my head. I, 2BQH, had my first erotic massage like a month ago.
Oh, wow.
It was a person who, he's a gay man, and he reached out and was like, I'm a fan of your work. I'm a masseuse. If you ever want to get massaged, like, let me know.
Yeah.
I do great body work. And I was like, great. And then forgot about it. And then went on Grindr. And he lived like a block away from me.
Oh,
and he
no
was
way.
Like, hey, I'm the masseuse. And I was like, sick. And he's like, want to come get massaged? And I was like, yeah. And it was like pretty gray as to whether it was like a hookup or a massage.
Yeah.
And like I showed up and he was like shirtless, like very clearly not wearing underwear.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay.
And I was like, very cool, very cool, very cool. So it was sort of like a massage that like slowly turned into sex, which was great.
Yeah.
And at the end he was like, we didn't get to finish the massage. And he like finished the massage. And I was like, thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
And you tipped him.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God,
that
would have
been the prostitution.
Before, during, and after sex is the best.
That sounds like
a dream.
The after component is gentlemen.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys a funny story?
Please. Of course.
So one time I was getting a massage from an ex-partner, and the massage
Were you
oil,
an ex at the time? Ex is at the
no,
time?
No, no, no. He's
okay,
now an
you
ex.
Were together.
We were together. But he got this massage oil that had ginger in it.
Spicy pussy.
And we did
spicy pussy.
Spicy pussy.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I was just like, my pussy's on fire.
This pussy's on fire. Yeah. Wow.
Exactly,
this drink is a bottom.
Everyone's parts and holes were on fire. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
You have S after that?
No. And, well, we were working our way, you know.
Okay, good.
We were working our way. But then we had to go into the shower and other things ensued.
D-spice.
Yeah. But it was a moment of panic for me, for sure.
Yeah.
For both of us.
Spicy
was it terrible or was it more about the panic? Like, was it painful or was it just like, whoa.
Yeah, it was just like, because I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
I was like, why is my crotch burning? Why is my crotch burning?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What'd you give me that instantly manifests?
Yeah. It was scary. But then it was fine. And it continued to be a fun evening. So don't get ginger massage oil ever, anyone.
Or maybe just specifically seek out like erotic massage oil.
Yeah. Or if you
want to
get ginger massage oil, just like avoid the nether regions.
Yeah. It's true.
The Orify.
Very fun on the nips, right?
Ooh,
could be like, ooh, tingle, tingle.
Ooh. Just the right amount of spice. I love a nip thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love a nip thing.
Stem.
Anything else about this video?
Marcel and Travis.
Yeah.
This very sensual, very quiet interracial twink action.
Yeah. Wanted to see more kissing, and I wanted to see a little bit more like pounding. I don't know, some roughness maybe.
I love a pound.
Oh, yeah. So you wanted like more sensuality as well as rougher, some more rough.
Yeah. Or like, yeah. Like
you wanted just more passion. Of a spectrum.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, build.
Yeah, an arc.
An arc.
Yeah.
Something.
Some tension building.
Yeah. Some dramaturgy would have been, he would have liked.
Yeah.
An emotional journey.
Call me crazy. Yeah. Call me crazy. Yeah,
exactly. All right, next one we're going to talk about is apparently
looking at trouble.
It's called looking at
trouble. Why is it called looking at trouble?
Because of the glory hole that we open on.
Oh, also that first shot. Yeah, the first shot is so insane. Sorry, okay, describe it. Yeah.
Looking at trouble, Kurt Cummings, Robert Van Dam.
Men.com.
Yeah.
We bastardized it because I like got the subscription to men.com and then it like wouldn't let me see the video because I got the trial.
Yeah.
And they were like, you can't see this one though. And yeah. I was like, fuck you. Yeah. And then I'd like talk to like an outsourced chat person for an hour being like, I am canceling. And then being like, okay, but what if I get it's $79.95 for the year and I do all these other sites. And I was like, you're not talking to a gay man. So like,
it's not going to work.
No, please cancel, please.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we... Full disclosure, bastardized this scene. You should subscribe to men.com if you want to find it.
Yeah.
Looking at trouble, we open on a man at a urinal and a stall door?
Yeah.
Questionable. We'll come back to that later.
Yeah.
With a glory hole in it, and a guy just looking through.
Peeking.
That shot is so insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a side shot of a guy really peeing wild. And then just an eyeball thrilling out.
Yeah. And then he hops over the side like a cartoon character and was like,
by the side, you mean he pops up top.
Up top.
Like
yes,
he hops up and like puts
like looking over a fence.
Yeah, like somebody's
hey there, neighbor.
And exactly.
And opens with my line.
Which is?
Wait, I don't want to bastardize it. That's quite a penis you got there. What does he say?
Oh. Nice penis you've got there.
Nice penis you've got there.
And he goes, is how I mean,
how
start
many times
every
out of touch,
every flirtation.
Yeah. Nice penis.
Penis got in or out of the pants.
Yeah,
hey. I can just tell.
And they're like, assume. How do you know? I can tell.
I can tell.
I have a feeling. It's a nice one.
And then he hops down. He comes around.
He's like, just let me pee. Let me pee.
Yeah, he's like, really.
Oh yeah,
man,
Robert Van Dam has an
pee.
Accent.
Yeah,
right?
He's like, an Eastern European accent, maybe Russian, maybe.
Yeah,
that feels right.
He's like, come on, dude, just let me
really
pee.
Really, dude, just let me pee. Yeah. And then,
real dude, just let me pee.
I can't do Australian, but let's get on this fucking Eastern European train.
Slavic.
And then he comes, we should say Kirk Cummings and Robert Van Dam are our stars. Kirk comes around the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, pee on me. I just want you to pee on me. He's like,
I'm just a stranger. You can do it. Come on, why not?
And then he says, no, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
The twink bottom in this situation.
Yeah, in this situation, we're calling him a twink. Though he could be pushing late 20s.
Yeah.
Kirk is a very famous porn star, and he's immediately recognizable for his very, very trashy belly button sun tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes. That and along with the cargo shorts that Robert Van Dam is wearing, I was like, oh, we're in 2003.
Yeah, very early aughts. Very early aughts.
This is a classic.
Yeah.
This is a classic.
His like Hollister like canvas belt with like multiple grommets. Like, it was like a khaki belt. Like those only existed until the year 2007.
And then we burned them all.
And then we burned
Discontinued. The gay community has since. Like, who was the wardrobe coordinator on this?
I don't know.
That was like, let's
clearly
put this...
not a gay man.
Who was the person who built this props toilet?
Yes. Like, prop toilet. Here's the thing. There's a glory hole in the stall wall.
Yeah.
And then we pan out and he just walks around it. I'm like,
and there's
you couldn't
no
just
door.
Stand next to him. You had to look through a wall.
Yes. And then at one point he comes around the door.
Yeah.
Is then on his knees.
Yeah.
Pleasuring our friend Robert.
No, Robert goes, I'm going to teach you a lesson. And then
smacks him in the face with a stick.
Moves it around.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah. That's a lesson I need to learn.
Sort of like a gay knighting, if you will.
Just a dick slap to the face.
That's right. Side. Yeah. Cheek to cheek. You now are a sub bottom. And then he goes back around the wall.
Yeah.
to pleasure him through the glory hole.
Yeah, he's like, let me suck your dick through. But I actually, it was like, clever move, Kirk. Because for the first part of the blowjob, when he's just sucking his dick, he is choking, he's crying, and he is like taking a big dick. Like he has like tears streaming down his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's playing into the like, oh, your dick is fucking crazy. It's so big.
Yeah.
So then he's like, let me suck it through this wall. And I'm like, well, great. Now you've got 2 inches that you can't actually, you don't need to worry about getting down the back of your throat.
I didn't even think about that.
His dick just got smaller, basically, right. By virtue of the distance that it creates.
Yeah. And Robert
has. But then
has
you also worry about like bopping your nose on the wall. Yeah, Robert has quite a member.
He does.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever given a blowjob through a hole.
Yeah,
why not?
In a bathroom stall.
I just don't want my lips to be that close to a bathroom stall.
Yeah. I did have a lot of like bathroom hookups in high school. I went to like
you
a
did,
performing
you did
arts
not?
High school in Midtown. No,
sorry,
I did.
You did.
Yeah. I did. Yeah.
I mean, I think yeah.
My
we all
principal
had a few
once caught me.
Hookups, but
my principal once caught me giving a blowjob to my high school boyfriend.
Naughty.
How did you
handle
that?
Granted, we went to a like a crazy performing art school. Yeah, it was like, it was wild. We called our principal Sexy Daddy to his face. And there was nothing he could do about it. And he was
you
hot,
crazy kid.
Very
and he
hot
was a sexy
man.
Daddy. Yeah.
Yes.
Was he gay?
No, straight man and like very straight laced. And we were like, why are you the principal here? We don't understand. Just like a bunch of faggots like running around. Yeah. But we were just like hook up in school all the time.
Yeah.
And at one point he like walked up the back staircase and like we had snuck out in the middle of like humanities class. And he like came up the stairs and we were like, fuck, 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 fuck. He like pushed each other away from each other and he was like, boys, go back to class. And we're like,
thanks, sexy daddy.
Okay. Thank you, sexy daddy.
Yeah. Thank you, sexy daddy. We have another. I think you need to be punished.
I think this video.
I think you need to teach me a lesson.
Yeah. Maybe. That is the we watch a lot of porn.
Yeah.
That is the beginning of a porn. Yeah. It's two gay boys fooling around. Yeah. And then sexy daddy shows up and he's like, hey.
Yeah. Hey, boys.
Let me play too.
There's probably a family dick video.
There's that. Only he's a doctor.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to looking at trouble.
Yeah, back to looking at trouble. I feel like. So this is what, 03? It's playing on. The like cultural phenomenon / stereotype / like this is a like when gay men actually did have to like hide in bathrooms and parks and glory holes and like meeting up in bathroom stalls was a thing. This feels like it's sort of playing on that,
except in a Home Depot.
But in Home Depot,
the idea of cruising
because the bathroom doesn't work, the toilet's not real. Don't sit in there.
Well, that's a question. Does men.com just have like? Do they just have like a warehouse like full of different sets?
I'm sure.
I think a lot of porn studios
probably.
Really fun. Yeah,
you would think so. Men.com is owned by like we don't actually endorse them because they're owned by MindGeek, which is. The porn aggregate. So Noah's about to learn something from his face.
Yeah.
Pornhub, RedTube, Brazzers, Men.com.
Yeah.
They're all owned by this company called MindGeek.
Yeah. Where are they in LA?
They were founded out of Toronto. That might have just been like a tax thing.
Yeah.
I don't think they're American by origin, but they like.
But they're. They, have
they own
like
it
a,
all.
They have
just figured it out.
Monopoly on the porn industry.
Like
and what they do is they have like. They can. Users can like post things.
Yeah.
So like you can pirate any porn.
Much like YouTube,
right.
It is like not vetted like stuff. And then also people who post their own shit.
Yeah.
And who are quote unquote verified.
Yeah. Is that its own website, MindGeek, or is that just the company?
It's just the company. It's the holding company.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't
so
sound
they,
that sexy.
And then it makes it really hard for like people to be like, that's actually my porn that like I produced that like is like, you know, you've pirated
why
my
you
material.
Bad.
I shouldn't watch porn on the aggregates because you don't know if that money is actually getting back to the performers and the artists and the filmmakers.
It's really hard to like get it taken down and they make it really like, you know.
Yeah.
In the past like few, I guess like couple of years, OnlyFans has become do you know about this?
Yeah.
OnlyFans has become like super, super popular.
Yeah.
Tumblr was where I got most of my porn for the past 6 years.
Yeah.
And
then,
you know. People started to catch on.
Yeah.
And Tumblr was like, this shouldn't be legal.
Yeah.
well, there was also a law passed. So Tumblr, I can't remember if Tumblr specifically was shut down because of Sestafosta. Having trouble with letters and words today. Which was this law that was passed that purports to fight sex trafficking, but it actually just puts sex work in the dark because it makes the internet companies that host the content liable for the content if it violates the whatever of that.
Terms.
You know, like, if it violates, like, the law, like, if there's child pornography, for example, online, it makes like Facebook responsible for that child pornography.
Right.
So Tumblr shut down, I think because of this law first.
Yeah.
And then Instagram started doing crazy shit. Facebook and Instagram now do crazy shit to like police any sex work.
We
actually got our Instagram account shut down because of this stupid law.
Yeah.
And there's like no, you just talk to a wall for weeks and just like hope that something happens.
Because any sort of like sex positivity, anything with sex at all.
Basically. That said, it's fully like misogynist because it's
completely
because it's not well, it's misogynist and it's like
every
queer
gay man I know is like just posting their nips on everywhere.
But I mean,
but
like,
it's also like people like guys, sex store companies are getting shut down like on Instagram because they're posting so
like vibrator
their,
companies and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And meanwhile, what's that fucking billionaire asshole's name? Like Dan something who like literally puts like food on women. He objectifies women very
transparently. Oh, yes, of course. The guy who's like always on a yacht.
Yeah, he's always on a jet
what's
ski.
His name?
And he's like ripped.
Dan something. He's a piece of shit Republican guy who and none of his shit's ever touched.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's naked women being objectified and Instagram's like this seems fine.
Yeah.
So upset. Then.
Anyway, we went down a whole path there.
Yeah.
Back to the bathroom stall.
Yeah. So another really long rim job. Another really long section of ass eating.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it is a necessary part of the process.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially if you're not going to like feature a lube in any real way.
Right.
Like, they cut away and suddenly he's like
crazy.
Wearing a condom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And presumably they've lubed him up.
Right.
Yeah. So we blowjob through the wall, rim job, and this we should be clear is Robert Van Damme rimming
Kirk.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
For someone who claims to be like, oh, this is happening in this bathroom stall, he's quite you know, kind of generous.
He's really going
I actually low key think like Robert was kind of cool. We're gonna talk about this in a second. I was like, wait, Robert?
I loved
a nice guy.
I loved how much he spanked him.
Yeah, so he spanks him a bunch. It's definitely like rough sex.
Yeah.
He
and
like throws
Kirk
him
is
into
like a bossy, like talking back, being like, yeah, I'd love it. Pull my hair, like spit on me.
Yeah,
you know?
Bossy bottom,
which
bossy
I bottom. Loved.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
I identify as a bossy bottom.
Yeah.
So
different than a power bottom, but
yeah.
What do you explain the difference to us and our listeners?
I think I would classify power bottom as somebody who is just a talented bottom. You know, one who's able
awards,
to...
Awards, accolades.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One with talent.
Has credits.
Has credits, many a credit.
You're not just laying there.
Yeah. You're not just laying there.
Yeah.
You are, you know...
An active
you're
participant.
You're really going to work
dick.
For it.
Yeah.
And you're able to really take a large
dick.
Member, you
yeah.
know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That would be a power bottom to me. A bossy bottom is... It's pretty self-explanatory. It's just a bottom who's a little bossy.
This couch, really. I mean,
this couch is a bossy bottom because you're sinking into it.
Yeah, me.
It's very persuasive. Robert throws Kirk around. He like pushes him against the wall, fucks him from behind that way. Then he like flips him over and like Kirk is like holding on to the wall.
That was an insane.
Doing this crazy.
A little bit of gymnastics.
Yeah, like
there.
It's like this. It's like a
he's holding himself
pull
up.
Yeah, he's like holding himself on the wall
backwards.
And backwards, and Robert is fucking him. Like they're facing each other.
Yeah, and then he's like
visual.
Pressing his feet up against the opposite wall, kind of like using the tension to like.
Talent.
Hold himself up.
Talent there.
Right.
Yeah. And then he stands up and then he goes into like a standing split.
Yeah.
And he gets fucked
very
like that.
Very flexible.
I just like loved. I can't
and
handle Robert's
point, also he's
accent.
Like.
Yeah. Felt like Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger was
completely. Well, his last name is Van Damme. He's obviously like going for a thing. Also, Kirk is like bent over the back of the toilet at one point with his head like cocked up into the like wall with his leg like split up. It's, like he contorts.
Kirk knows his angles and he will find his light.
And he's working him.
And he will bend in strange ways in that light.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or in impressive ways,
yeah.
I should say. Yeah. So here's why I liked Robert.
Okay.
Like, you know, at first I was like, what the fuck? You know, like, we've got a glory hole. You've got to, like, pee on me in a bathroom.
Yeah.
I was like, these are all stupid stereotypes and tropes. But then I just, like, felt for the performers. And Robert, like, there's one tiny moment that, like, won me. Like, first of all three of us have training in stage combat. And I think if you watch closely, you see that he is using an open hand. And he is, like, slapping him in a way that's relatively safe.
Yes.
So he, like, pushes his fight. But he, like, does it in a way that, like, he's not going to poke him in the eyeball.
Right.
Right.
And he's not going to, like, connect bone to bone.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this guy's, like,
Listen,
temple
it's
up or
a
something.
It's a job.
It's a job.
You know?
It's a job. He also, there was a moment that, like, I might have imagined. But, like, he throws him into the corner.
Yeah.
and like Kurt kind of like fell down and his like head sort of like ducked into the wall, and you kind of catch Robert like pause and be like, you okay?
Yeah, he does say like, is that okay at one point?
Yeah, he was like, is that okay?
Yeah.
And Kurt's and like, yeah, back, yeah, yeah, and he's like, yeah, good
yeah, yeah.
with it.
Like, yeah, I loved it so much. Yeah. Daddy. Yeah.
Daddy. He's committed. And then we just proceed to keep going. And, and then...
It's a long video.
And then Kurt comes. The climactic then, come is Kurt.
Let me tell you, Kurt does indeed come.
Yeah, he does. He's like, yeah, shoot it.
He's on. Yeah, that was Robert's like, shoot it. Yeah, shoot it.
Yeah,
shoot it.
In his accent.
Yeah, shoot it now.
Yeah, this whole video.
Oh, fuck, that's fucking hot. That's
plays into like the daddy boy thing.
Wait, say it again?
It plays into like the daddy boy thing. Yeah. Like, you know.
Rough dad, but he's gentle when he needs to be.
Right, right, right.
And he cares about your pleasure.
Yeah. Shoot it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot it.
A demanding father.
Shoot it. Yeah. So that's all to say that I just thought this thing was going to be like a straight up joke.
Yeah.
By the end, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud of these guys.
Yeah. It was long.
They had a nice time. It was long.
And it's very long. It's like 35 minutes,
they use a
right?
condom.
35 minute fucking.
They use a condom.
Like stretchy, contorted sex.
Uh-huh. Yeah. At some point, they definitely, because like Kirk lost a shoe, and then at some point, both of his shoes are back on. So like they were shooting for quite some time.
Pause.
You have to keep your shoes on. Like this is a bathroom. Who knows what the floor it's has true. On it? Probably.
I also think there's a weird thing with like sneakers and twinks.
Yeah. Because they're like high tops.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm a teen.
I'm a teen. Yeah.
I'm just a little teen.
I'm just tiny.
One time, everybody's familiar with Dan Savage.
Yeah.
So I played him on a TV show at one point.
We murdered to have him on the show.
Yeah.
You did, what's that? You did, because he is an EP on Real Neil.
Yeah. And I was, it was based on his upbringing. So I was basically playing him.
Yeah.
And he, we at one point during the filming of the pilot, had like a really long talk about my love life, and he was like, you need to find somebody who fetishizes your young lookingness just enough, but not so much so that it gets in the way.
Whoa.
And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
That's
holy
right.
Shit. Yeah. It's true.
And I feel like Kirk really successfully.
Are you gonna marry Dan Savage? I mean, I know he's taken, but like, what's happening there?
No, he's in a very committed monogamish relationship.
Yeah. Oh, right. Monogamish.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. But I feel as if Kirk really nailed that.
Mm.
Robert was really that. Yeah. Was really that person for Kirk.
He could have been wearing like a pink polo. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Good then. You could have worn a pink polo.
Right. Because like,
that was also a popular in 2003.
Pink polos?
Yeah.
In the year that I'm painfully assuming this was.
I think actually the video that I mentioned before with the 17-year-old who was on murder trial.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think in that video he wears a fucking pink polo. It's either like pink or blue. Yeah. Yeah.
Woof.
But, you know, true Hollister,
Lacoste.
Like sweepy bangs.
Oh,
yeah. Sweepy.
All of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
can eagle me up, daddy.
Do you think that their friends and family are wondering why they're taking so long in the bathroom? That was my
Wait,
thought.
Is it ever talked about where they are?
No.
Oh, but there is an important finishing line.
Oh, what is
which is like Robert, it's Robert's commitment to the exposition.
Yeah.
He's like, there, now you don't ask people to pee on you.
Yeah.
You now, good, end of lesson.
I hope you learned your lesson, okay?
Yeah. He's like, I didn't. Now I'm just going to ask more people
and
to
yeah,
get on
he's
me.
Like,
he's like, that was hot as fuck.
He's like, I awesome. Learned my lesson.
Yeah, and it does finish like Kirk like smiling, like mischievously to himself.
Proudly shaking his head.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Did they come here with families? Yeah,
where are they?
I'm saying it's a Home Depot bathroom.
A Home Depot bathroom.
I thought when you said Home Depot, you meant just like the floor.
Yeah, I thought you meant like
because
the
Home
bathroom
Depot bathroom,
section.
Like the toilets don't work and the walls would weirdly like there wouldn't be a door on the stall.
Yeah,
the bathroom
just
section.
To, like,
justify
at Home Depot.
We sell urinals as well as toilets.
Yeah,
and this weird
one,
wall with a hole in it.
Yeah, this one's got a hole, but you can get one without the hole.
Yeah,
if you want.
Yeah, but you could also get one with the hole. It's up to you.
They
I don't
could
know.
Be. They could be anywhere.
Yeah, but why would these? Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. Gas station, an amusement park.
Yeah. Regardless, this is taking some time, and I bet they got people wondering
where they are. Unless they're just, you know, men on their own journeys.
It's true.
I can hang out in the bathroom as long as I want, and no one worries, because I still respond to email while I'm there.
I worry.
I fucking work in the bathroom.
I worry. I'm like, why is she still in the bathroom? Do you? Because I gotta get in there.
I do take 45-minute showers, but you have to get in there. You come in and pee while I shower.
It's
you know,
true. I do.
She does.
Do you live together?
We do. We're roommates.
It's so hot. Yeah.
It's hot. It's pretty hot. It's a lot of nudity. I'm the least nude person in the apartment. That's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Are either of these videos going in anybody's spank bank?
No, not for me.
I will say that the second this Kirk and Robert was in my spank bank when I was younger.
Wow.
And I might return to it just for nostalgia's sake.
Yeah.
For posterity.
Hey, listen, let's have a nostalgia wank.
Take us back.
Why not?
Yeah.
Take me back, Daddy Van Damme.
That's probably a no for me.
Yeah.
Do you watch gay porn?
Sometimes, yeah.
More and more, partially thanks to this show.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I've been like surprised at how increasingly hot I find it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of like what we talked about earlier too, of the like I fucking want it to be like raw and rowdy and like killer. Like, sometimes where I'm watching porn, I'm like, Laura, is this bad that you're like that? I want to see someone get fucked.
Yeah, I
so
want
at
that.
Times
you feel
they're
more
like
comfortable watching a man like
there are times when I like
take it.
Like well, I'm like, well, it's two men, so like there's not a societal implication. I don't know. Like,
sure,
I'm not worried
or it's not
for
me
safety.
Like worrying about her physical safety. Like I don't know. It's like that's part of it.
I also just find two
also
men
just like beautiful
hot.
Men. Like why not?
If I have two men together,
why not? Yeah.
That's really interesting to me. And so very 2019 of you. Way to go, you guys. Hey, happy Pride.
Thanks. Happy Pride.
Just keep
every month is Pride Month. So in July, when this probably comes out, it'll still be Pride Month to us. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Yeah. And Noah, thanks so much for coming on the show.
This was very
thank
fun.
For coming.
Great so time.
Subscribe, rate us, review. Yes. Find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. On Twitter at GOP the podcast.
True.
We need to do more on Twitter.
We should.
We
should
do
trying.
More with that account.
I'm trying.
It's on me too.
Yeah.
And
also go see Booksmart. It's in theaters.
Oh my God. We didn't even talk about Booksmart.
I just remembered that.
Yes. I love that movie. Did I tell you I saw it?
No.
It's fantastic.
Thanks.
Y'all. It is so charming and stylish and fun. And it made me like want to go to a kegger. I was like, I miss high school parties.
And there's a little bit of girl on girl in it.
There's some girl on girl stuff in it. It's a very inclusive film. It feels like today.
Yeah.
In the best way.
Great.
And it gives me faith because this next generation is fixing a lot of shit that we still have fucked up.
Straight up.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for everybody. Love you. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.